Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, last week, you may remember that we spoke to the DG of the Water and Sanitation Department discussing what they hoped to achieve at the Water and Sanitation in Indaba that was held for 2 days last week. And it seems like a new course will be charted for South Africa's water sector following that Indaba. Now, one of the things that came up, as you may remember, is the issue of municipalities and their capacity to do what they need to do, for instance, to manage, the infrastructure that is failing, but most importantly also to do what they are required to do to build capacity to actually go and get the grants that are actually provided for them. On the line with us is Executive Manager of WaterCan, Dr. Farrell Adam. Thank you very much for coming on to the show this evening. Good evening.
Good evening to you, and thank you for having me on your show, and good evening to your listeners.
It was resolved that mechanisms should be urgently developed to capacitate municipalities to use a municipal infrastructure grant, to deal with infrastructure upkeep. For me, nice and a nice idea, but how possible is it to get it done ASAP?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think that's exactly my view as well, is that, this is the second Indaba. We know that if we look at the Blue Drop report, Green Drop report that the Department of Water and Sanitation produces, as well as the Auditor General's report on municipalities, they're not doing very well. There are a few, hopeful kind of municipalities, but for the most of it, it's a problem. So I think that they'll need a lot more than just being told that they need to be trained on how to access the municipal infrastructure grants and use it, because they do get them. They're not using it properly. So that is the challenge. And I don't think that can be fixed in a year. But I do think that this initiative by the DWS is actually a good thing, because they're now showing them, the municipalities, that they're watching them.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we stay on municipalities, there's a suggestion of setting up what they call water committees and communities. And this is part of what they hope will help protect the infrastructure in communities. I mean, are we not putting too much responsibility on communities? Communities report water leaks all the time and nobody comes to resolve them. I'm not sure that what we're seeing as issues in communities is that there's apathy. I think there's lack of response.
Yes, I think you're right. I mean, I think the fact that they're saying we're going to set up these water committees, and this is exactly what we released a statement on, is saying you left out one of the biggest groups. You left out civil society from this entire Indaba. Mm. Not one single civil society organization was invited. Now, let's be honest, you said it. Is that the people on the ground are the ones who are reporting the leaks, who are reporting the overflowing manholes, who are reporting when people don't have water. We are the ones who are watching what is being thrown into our rivers and reporting that. Then we have the civil society groups who are cleaning the rivers, who are testing the tap water, etc. Mm. But you don't invite them to the Indaba, and then you have these solutions that involves the same people you locked out of the Indaba. Hmm. Does that make sense?
The elephant in the room is the issue of corruption. Now, it's not new, and I'm not sure how many times we're going to hear the word renewal. The idea that we need to eliminate corruption and organized crime in the water sector, whose responsibility is it going to be? We hear about the relationship that the municipalities has built with the National Department have built with SIU, but some of these prosecutions are taking years.
They do take forever. The wheels of justice are extremely slow. We've laid criminal charges in 2023. It's still yet to get to the prosecutor. But having said that, what we need to see is, even if those charges are brought, it gives people hope. I mean, government knows where the corruption's happening. They know of people that are corrupt, whether it's government officials or the private sector people. We need to see some level of charges brought against people so that we know that you're not only just saying this, you actually mean it and you want to see people in jail.
I just want to quickly ask you, my last question is on the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency. We have so many agencies now. We have so many working groups. I mean, is this going to be it? Is this the one that's actually going to fix everything?
You know, you're raising such good questions, because that's exactly our concern, is that, you know, we tend to think that a state-owned entity, which is what this is going to be, right? This agency is going to act like a state-owned entity for water. Now, it's not like our state-owned entities have worked really well of late. Many of them have fallen apart, and many of them have been prone to corruption. So how is this one going to be different? I understand why they say they want to have it, but let's fix up what we have. Because give us the guarantees, or be more transparent. Do something different that gives us hope that this is going to be something different. Otherwise, we are going to be throwing more money into this agency rather to actually than solving the problems we have with the pipes, the reservoirs, etc.
Dr. Adam, are you optimistic?
You know, I have to be optimistic, because there are beacons of light, I promise you. I see it all the time. I was in Orlando, Soweto this weekend, and there's an area there where there's sewage been flowing out of the manholes for about 7 years, straight into the river, but past people's houses. And I do think that we've managed to get Joburg Water, and there's some good people in Joburg Water that are going to be looking at it more seriously. So those kind of things they don't solve everything, but across the country, there are beacons of hope. I do believe so. So yes, I have hope, but I do think that if we just sit back and think that now we're hopeful, let government do it on their own, we will head down the wrong path. So we need the people on the ground to continue reporting, continue phoning those numbers, even if it irritates you, and emails, and tell them when there's a leak, report, you know, illegal dumping, etc. And it's through that pressure that I think we've moved that ship in a positive way.
Executive Manager of WaterCan, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Ferial Adam.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.